Hello there. This is episode 8 of the Lost Trail Runner 2 podcast. In this episode, Laura and I have a run and we discuss her trip to Boston. I hope you enjoy it.
The treadmill in the hotel gym I did.
Oh, you didn't go out?
Well, you know, when you go to a city, you don't know. But there was... I've never been to a city where I saw so many joggers and runners and walkers and bikers.
Oh, really?
It's very popular there.
I mean, were you downtown?
Yeah. I was
where
by...
you saw all these people?
I was by Fenway.
Fenway Park?
Yeah. Yes.
I think the Boston Marathon goes by there.
Yeah. Actually, I think while I was there was, they were opening the registration, maybe.
Oh, really?
They had it on the news, something about the... So,
we'll just keep going.
But, so, I didn't do what I had anticipated.
Oh, yeah.
After what do you being mean? There for a few days, I feel like it's a safe place.
Yeah. After you were there a few days, you
I was there a week.
Decided instead of running, you'd eat.
Yeah, because there's a lot of good food.
Oh, I see. And that's the first time you've ever been up there?
Oh, yeah. I've never been there. So, the running thing there... I thought it was really cool. I don't know that I would want to ride a bike.
Why? Too much traffic?
You get run over.
Oh.
Or I don't know how they don't get run over, but a lot of people ride bikes there too.
Yeah.
So, actually, we went on the tour. It goes through MIT.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the things they talked about. There's like more bicycles in that one area.
Because
really? Everybody rides bikes.
Uh-huh.
And they said it's the safest place in the city. The only crime they have there is bike theft.
Bike theft?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a guy out in the ocean that
Oh, they had this really other cool thing. They had different areas, and you pay a fee. Guess it may be a monthly fee.
Uh-huh.
Or... a membership fee, I guess. And they have bike stands, and you just put your card in and you use a bike and then drop it off at the next location.
Oh.
It's pretty cool. Huh. So, to me, those are innovative things that I wish Atlanta would do, which, well, I live in the middle of the country, so it wouldn't help me, but.
I was going to say.
Since I commute
where you live.
86 miles one way a day.
You don't commute 86 miles.
Yeah, it is. It's almost it's like 83 miles.
One way?
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah.
To work?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
I thought I went a long ways when I worked in Alpharetta and drove about 20.
No.
What are all these cars doing out here?
I don't know.
There's nothing going on. Well, maybe that Civil War reenactment thing.
But, it would be a cool place to live if it didn't snow there. Because I'm not a snow person.
Yeah.
But
was it cold up there?
No, it was beautiful.
Oh, really?
The whole time, well, the day that we left, I guess all this, even this cold front, was pushing down from Canada.
Uh-huh.
So I left on Thursday. On Friday morning, it was 40s, in the 40s.
Oh.
And see, it was in the 70s and 80s the whole time I was there.
Oh, I see.
So it was nice, perfect.
And you didn't run.
We couldn't ask for better. No. That's what I'm saying. I'm getting rejuvenated right now. I went through a month.
Rejuvenated, that's called starting over.
Starting over. I went through a month slump.
I see.
So, no.
Well, I didn't get my entry into the Rock and Roll Savannah.
Oh.
Somebody else won it. I guess there was one entry, and there's about 6 or 8 people that put in for it.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but you're doing the 13.1, right?
Yeah. You know one we could check into doing? Is that one that Jeff Galloway's involved with down in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
The 26.2 Perdana or whatever it's called.
Right.
I don't know if they have a half marathon or not. That's in February.
Yeah, see? That wouldn't be bad.
And I know they got Marriott's down here, so.
So, and we,
probably
yeah.
Could get cheap reservations.
Yeah, we should be able to come on and try to find something.
If it was a half marathon in it, I'd consider doing it. But since I've retired from marathons,
I'm
what?
Never did one and have no desire to do one. So.
Oh.
But I could say Boston would be an awesome one to do because it's very scenic.
Yeah.
And you just can't get in, I'm sure.
Well, you gotta do a time to qualify.
Oh, yeah, I see. Daughter just did, I think it was Chicago.
Yeah.
Half marathon. What? In, it must be in July or August.
Yeah. Even the car coming down here and the road's closed.
Yeah.
Must be somebody that works here. Or they can't read. Figure out what our course is going to be here so we don't have to run hills today because I'm not in the mood for hills. Which is hard to do out here. Just to get back to the car, we got to go uphill.
Well, that's why I was really surprised on that Kaiser race I did. Because that's hilly. Well, actually, the first
start at
half,
Turner Field.
You start at Turner Field where the Olympic Marathon started.
Uh-huh.
But the first half is downhill.
Yeah.
But then the whole second half is pretty uphill, pretty much uphill coming back.
Oh.
But,
you know. And you did it under 30.
Yeah, right under 30.
Well, under 30 is under 30.
Yeah. But,
So that means you were under 10-minute pace. So, being out of shape's not bad.
Yeah, I gotta get my butt back.
We'll go straight, and if the gates open up there, we'll go through it. If not, we'll go up by the railroad track. Might be closed because it's the weekend. Let's see, what time is it? It's probably not 10 o'clock yet. I doubt they even got the train going yet. Yeah, see, they got it closed today.
Yeah. Boy, we went from hot to cool real fast, didn't we?
Well, it's been like that. I worked out at the golf course yesterday morning. It was kind of like this, but not quite as breezy.
Right.
Looks like they put a fence up here. They just don't want us running by the train track.
Yes, no.
Too bad. I wonder if they ever have that miniature golf open.
They did when me and Zoe and my mom came.
Waste of a good picnic area. We'll go down around and then keep going straight. There's like a tunnel down there, doesn't it?
Yep. That'd be a cool picture.
Don't we have a camera with
you? No. I do in the car.
Let's try to cross here. Turn right and go down in front of the carving. Stop, look both ways and listen. Do not cross tracks if train is in motion. Oh.
Today's a lazy day with it being so overcast and
lazy day?
Meaning, let's go take a nap after we finish.
Did you watch the Florida State game last night?
No, because we had my employee dinner last night.
Oh.
So, well, we put it on. I heard it was a decent game. Because Trent was like, well, we'll see how, because Florida State's ranked fifth.
Right.
See if they're really ranked fifth, but I guess they did play a pretty good game.
Yeah, they got beat, but it was good. They came back and tied it. Their number one quarterback got hurt and their backup came in.
Right.
And he tied the game up.
Right.
But then later on,
they did two turnovers or something,
yeah.
I think. We saw the very end of it.
But it was a pretty good game because, you know, I kept rooting for Florida State to come back and beat them. But Oklahoma's just too good.
Yeah.
But I don't think Florida State's going to have a lot of problems with the season either. I mean,
they'll be. So they're pretty, really, truly ranked fifth.
Yeah. I mean, they played Oklahoma State tough, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Oklahoma, not Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
So how did Georgia do against?
They won, but they were playing
Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, some.
Yeah, but what was the score?
I don't even know.
Because Central Florida beat Coastal Carolina 62-0.
Right.
Florida State beat Coastal Carolina 62-7.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
And I told one of the guys I worked with, I said, Georgia's going to have to
really beat them.
Beat them by at least 62 to something to be respectable.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see. But Clemson beat
Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know how to put knots on them.
Yeah, but usually they weren't doing that. They weren't coming untied.
You don't have that many miles on those shoes.
I've been really using these more now because my other one's got a hole in the side.
Oh.
One of my, I don't know why.
Uh-huh. Brooks is coming out with some minimal shoes next month.
Yeah.
I already got my
pre-ordering
for a pair of trail shoes.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I mean, these do fit.
Yeah.
Feel fine. I mean,
those are the 11s, right? Huh?
I think.
Do you like these?
I guess I got them at Disney.
Yeah. Oh. Looks like they're gonna build something. Look at all this stuff. I wonder if this is gonna be for the snow slide.
Oh yeah. That's probably what all that is.
Yeah. This would be time for them to start installing that thing again pretty soon. Then we'll have, what are you doing?
I am my other one.
This hour is going to seem like a long run.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's why I got on the scale this morning. I said,
back in there, it looks like trees are falling down. Yeah. That's across the trail back in there, too.
I said, I might as well go ahead and face reality and get on the scale.
So you gained 12 pounds or 10 pounds. Was that?
That's all from food.
Yeah, but I mean, was that from going to Boston or before?
Partially. Probably. No, I wasn't. That's part of Boston.
I was going to go that way, but since there's a truck coming down.
So, I got to...
So what kind of food did you eat in Boston?
Oh, man, some good food.
I mean...
Let's see.
Italian?
Well, I had all these things I wanted when I went there, because I had to have a Boston cream pie.
A whole one?
No. So there's this place called Mike's Bakery that's, like, famous.
Uh-huh.
And so I got a Boston cream pie piece, not a whole pie, from there. And then there's a place called the North End.
Uh-huh.
That is like a Little Italy. I don't like it to be called Little Italy, but it's all Italian.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. I ate the best tortellini in the whole world at this restaurant. And see, I was very limited on carbs. That's my problem. See, carbs are my problem.
Yeah.
And so I ate that. And then I was waiting for some sea scallops. And I even have a really good picture of my plate.
Oh, you and your sea scallops, I tell you.
Oh, my gosh, they were so good. So I was able to get those.
I think they were stingray wings they stamped out. That's
I don't care if that's what they call them. And if they do that and they call them scallops, they taste awesome. And then I ate at Cheers.
Yeah.
We went to Cheers in Boston.
You had to go there, right?
Yeah. And I had... They have this thing, this stuff called scrod, which is any kind of white fish that's left over for the day.
Oh, really?
Well, it's what they have excess of.
Uh-huh.
And which I had a fish and chips, and it was so good. Which it's normally cod.
Uh-huh.
But they call it scrod for some reason.
Scraps.
Because that sounds nasty. I know scrod kind of sounds nasty. But, so I had my fish and chips. I had my... scallops. I had my Boston cream pie. Oh, and we went and ate at a Japanese place too.
Yeah.
And I had some kind of looked like a bird's nest with some chicken. One time, I don't know.
It's called bird's nest soup.
It was chicken, with it. But it was good. Now I had some. You know, if you go south to somewhere like North Carolina, they don't have sweet tea.
Oh.
Which is fine, because I drink unsweet tea, but if you ask for tea, you better say iced unless you get hot tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And,
just cut through here quick.
And, I tried to try things.
Uh-huh.
And I got some green tea, But it was nasty. So I didn't drink it.
Green tea?
It tasted like green leaves, like you just picked them off there. And
oh, it's probably gross. Real green tea.
Yeah, it was nasty. And it wasn't your Lipton green tea. It was probably like real
Japanese tea.
Yeah, it was nasty. And what else did I do? And then the last night, we went to this place. It's like it's a restaurant, but it's more of a dessert place. And I got a peanut butter ice cream sundae.
Sounds like to me you went to Boston to marathon eat instead of marathon run. That's what it sounds like to me.
I tried, and I went there totally not wanting to do that.
Yeah.
But when you're in with a group, and it's like...
No willpower,
you're right.
Yeah.
And so every time I called Trent, it was like, we're eating again. Which, because when I was calling him, was on our break, so that was like lunchtime. Uh-huh. You know, so of course I was eating. But I don't think... See, I don't ever go out to eat, ever.
Oh.
We never go out to eat.
Uh-huh.
So, it's like, you know... When you're eating on somebody else's dime...
It's a lot easier, right?
It's a lot easier to do and try things.
And you order a lot more.
I really didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
Because I tried only to drink water because I knew... I'm like, I'm already pigging out. So I don't need to add.
Uh-huh.
You know.
So you got to put some 30-mile weeks in to make up for it.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm going to have to run twice a day.
Twice a day?
Well, I'm going to have to exercise twice a day.
Yeah.
To get back and stop eating.
Well, you've still been going to your...
Yeah, well, I missed it last week, and then the week before... I went and, you know, I added spin class.
Right.
So I go Monday boot camp, Tuesday spin class. But I've also been eating. So eating counts way more than exercise, I think, as far as weight.
Yep.
But I think you know, I'm trying to push
it.
It just depends if you eat more calories than you burn,
yeah,
it does.
That's what I'm saying. I've been really... So I went to the grocery store yesterday, and I've got all healthy stuff started today.
Uh-huh.
So I'm good to go. And then when I got on the scale, that's even more.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you lose weight and you do so good, and then it's like, okay, I had lost 35 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Well, now it's like I'm down to 25 pounds, you know?
Well, that's better than 35 pounds.
No, I'm saying...
I mean, it's better to have only gained 10 back.
Oh, yeah, than my whole 35.
Yeah.
But... So... Now I gotta control myself.
Uh-huh. Just set your Garmin on 30 minutes with a pace like when we set for today.
Right.
Just go out and do it. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Training.
What's all you?
See, I usually do a minimum of an hour.
Yeah.
The other day when I ran with, I came out and met Joe at 3.
Right.
So I got out here a little after 2, and I went and ran 5K by myself because I knew
it would be
with
slow,
him.
Right.
So I ended up walking with him because we never did run. Mm-hmm. So I only ran about by myself about 36 minutes, I guess.
Right.
And then walked with him for little under an hour, so I got more than an hour's worth of exercise in.
Well, you know, my other thing that I started noticing, because it's been probably 3 weeks that I haven't really consistent ran, I've been doing my boot camp, but not consistent running.
Uh-huh.
My heel.
Hurting?
Not bad, but like a couple mornings I was like...
Well, you got to start icing it every day after you run.
My heel.
And then stretch.
I said, I'm not... And see, the girl that I went with from the affiliates, she's a little overweight, I guess I would say.
Uh-huh.
And not used to exercising.
Uh-huh.
But I made her walk everywhere because I knew I mean, a couple of days I probably walked 6 miles.
Yeah.
Because the one day I got up and I did a little over 2 on the treadmill in the gym.
Uh-huh.
And then that afternoon we probably walked.
Uh-huh.
A good 2.5 to 3 miles. So that was like, I know for sure. And then the next day, I took my GPS.
Uh-huh.
And that night, I only did it when we were walking back from the harbor.
Uh-huh.
And we did 2.5 miles just walking back. So I didn't count all the other.
You guys got to
know. You gotta be roasting.
See the shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Those are either five fingers or the Fila skeletos.
Mm-hmm. So I did every day more than 2 miles walking.
Oh.
And walking straight back from the harbor, we walked at a good pace. It wasn't like we were. So her shins were hurting her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Walking?
She goes, I'm not used to this. My shins are hurting. And I know...
Hey.
She thought I was like, slow down. I'm like, well, as much as we've been eating, I need it to like count a little bit.
See, he's got a pretty good foot strike the way he's running with those five fingers.
Yeah.
He looks like he does midfoot.
Yeah.
He's not hitting his heel hard.
Well, I read that thing in the Track Club magazine about barefoot running and not. And it is a change of how your foot hits.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I mean, because you don't want your heel to hit first, I don't think.
I bought some five-finger Bikilas. They're five fingers made for running.
Right.
And I got them, like, half price. And what was weird, it was from a store in Altamont Springs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On Amazon?
No.
Oh.
There's a blog I read every once in a while called Running and Rambling.
Right.
And he does a lot of barefoot type running with the
different,
you know, like five fingers and soft sole, those Runamox like I got.
Right.
He's the guy that ran a 100-mile race in those. But anyway, he had in his blog, he said that this place had them on sale for half price. And I went online, and it, you know, the website, you'd think it was in Colorado or something.
Right.
Because the background, like, had mountains and stuff.
Right.
And I ordered them. Then I went and looked up their contact information.
Oh, yeah. No.
And they're on 436 in Altamont Springs.
What were they called?
Something country. To look it up.
Oh, one other thing. When we got on the... when we first got there, we got on the bus to get to our hotel.
Uh-huh.
And there were two other girls going to our same hotel. And we figured they were going to the same conference we were.
Yeah.
And so we kind of started talking to them. And the first two nights, they were in a beginner. See, I was in an update.
Uh-huh.
So they were in a whole different class. And their schedule was different. But one was from Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And one was from Washington State. And both of them ran.
Oh, yeah.
Were runners. So, but our schedule never... was where we could go, because I was like, well, good, maybe we can go.
Uh-huh.
You know, but our schedule was never right.
Oh.
To run. Because I was like, I would have felt more comfortable to have somebody there.
We turn around next time it beeps.
Okay, that I could run with.
Yeah.
You know, for the first time. Even though I feel like it's a safe city.
Yeah.
I feel like you could go run. There were women out all the time running by themselves. I would like him.
Huh?
Right now?
Yeah, we start running. Race the train.
Yeah.
Except it's going the other direction. No, it isn't either. It's going the same way we are. I forgot they turned it around.
Yeah.
Wonder how they did that. I didn't think they had a roundhouse out here. Oh, I don't know why. It's a diesel. You can run them either way. They look pretty much the same.
On either side.
Yeah. One way, it's just the cab's farther back than the other way.
That's great. That's the highway to tell you. Oh, okay, man. Yeah, you got a ride.
I was out here the other day, and a bunch of guys came by. They all had, like, the same team outfits riding their bikes.
Yeah.
And they must have been, they were either Mexican or South American. They were all speaking Spanish or
whatever. Yeah.
Mexican. Just seemed weird because there were like about eight of them.
Right.
And they go by and they're just talking away, you know. Terror race I'm running this coming Saturday out at Harbin's Park. I ran out there before on the mountain bike trails.
Right.
And it looks like that the race is run more on roads, gravel type road type stuff. Or maybe not gravel, but like power line or road. It said it's a good place for beginner trail runners.
Right.
Because it's not...
Rooty.
Well, yeah, it's not technical.
Right.
So... I'm not in the mood to really race for some reason, so... I'm just gonna go run. You know, you go to a race, so... Sometimes you go, well, I don't really feel like it. And then you run, you end up running good.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Well, those...
That's what happened over at Chastain Park. Yeah. I ran my fastest 5K in a while.
That was poop.
Yeah.
I don't know what my problem was. That's the slowest one I've done, like, in 2 years.
Really?
Probably.
That's, like, the fastest one I've done in 2 years.
No, I don't know what the deal was. But those girls... that I started doing that one 5K a month with a couple years ago, that they all petered out.
Yeah.
They're now wanting to start back.
Oh, yeah.
So this, that Kaiser race.
That was the first one?
That was the first one. Uh-huh. And then we're doing one at Hamilton Mill.
Yeah.
Next one. But I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to do that Duluth 5K. November, we'll do that Nights Under the Lights.
Yeah. Well, I got that Xterra race. I think it's the 24th.
Yeah. Next up.
And then I got the Atlanta 13.1 on the 2nd of October. I'm not feeling it either.
I know. That's why I didn't sign up for it, because I wasn't feeling it.
I don't know. Well, I was going good, and all of a sudden it's like...
I know, why does
I ran out of steam.
I wish there was...
I mean, I've been doing
like
the miles, I guess, but not the training.
Right.
Not the serious stuff.
Well, we were doing...
Last week...
So good on that. I need to start
You know, I had my gym boss set on 3 and 3.
Right.
I was doing a Dean Karnazes workout that I've got
right
on my iPod that you warm up like for 15 minutes easy.
Yeah.
Then you run hard for three.
Right.
Fartlek workout. Run hard for three and then easy for three.
Right.
You do that 8 times. And I figured I'd just substitute that for my interval workout.
Right.
So that's what I did. I had a pretty good workout. My 3 minute things were about 8:30 pace.
Right.
But when I got through, I was beat.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't pushed it for a long time, you know.
Yeah, see, I need to start going back up to now that it's cooled off. I mean, that's not an excuse, but God, it was so hot.
Uh-huh.
And if it would stay in the 70s for like 2 months to get me back.
Get your
going.
Mojo working.
Yeah. Then, I mean, I ran some days when it was, that one day, it was 100 that we ran that first?
Yeah.
I mean.
103,
yeah.
Think. Yeah. Well, I ran that whole time.
Well, I did.
But I just pretty much,
I
much set my watch on a slow pace, and like the 1 hour run thing.
Right.
And just went out for an hour and ran
right.
However I felt,
which
was usually slow.
Well, I'm not.
But, I mean, I got the time in.
Right.
Maybe not the distance because I was running slower, but
right.
I felt like at least I was running the time.
Right. Yeah, see, I kind of started slacking even on the time. But
well, see, if you do the time, you don't have to.
You don't feel like you lost it all.
No, because you're doing the same time every day, but you might run faster or slower depending on how you
right.
feel. Well, some days when I was doing the hour, I was still doing a run and walk in that hour.
Right.
So I'd always have my watch set on about 13:30.
Right.
But probably my slowest run walks would be about 12 and a half.
Right.
And my run sections would be around 9:30.
Yeah.
And so some of them would be like that, and others I'd run 11 something pace.
Right.
Doing the same workout.
Right.
Just because I'd be running my runs longer, harder.
Right. Or you felt better that day.
Yeah. So I might be running a 9 minute pace or
right.
8:45, something like that.
Right.
On the run section.
Yeah. Yeah, because definitely that one day that we had that Kaiser run, I was dreading it. But then when I went, see, that's the thing. If you can get over that and get out the door.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Because also last week, or not last week, but the week before that, I was like, I got to start doing something in the morning too, because I knew. And I would set my alarm and just hit snooze 10,000 times. If I would get up and do that extra couple miles in the morning, I mean, and I could go on a treadmill and do a 2 mile.
Right.
You know, why not try? But I just can't get my butt up. And I go to bed at 10. I mean, and we've even been going to bed a little earlier than that, so it's not sleep.
Could be.
Well. I'm sure if I got up, I'd feel better. So, that's what I'm going to do.
I was listening to a podcast, Brett, who has a triathlon podcast,
right.
Zen Tri. And he was going through one of these slumps where he couldn't get out of bed and all that.
Yeah, you don't want to do anything.
And he said what he started doing was going to bed earlier and getting more sleep. And all of a sudden, he got rejuvenated because...
Well, I'm like, God, it's only 9:30.
He felt like it.
I think that's so early.
Yeah, but if you go to bed around 9 and sleep for
eight and a half hours.
Yeah.
Do whatever. Yeah, I guess that's right. That's what Chuck at my work does. He goes to bed at like 8:30 or 9, because he gets up at 4 and does like 6 miles on the treadmill.
Right.
So.
And sometimes it's easier to do it that way.
I know, and get it done with.
Yeah.
Cold weather or the wind. Because it does. It messes you up in the afternoon. When you get home, if you had a bad day or you...
Yeah.
You just don't want to...
Or something happens.
Or it's raining or traffic stinks and you don't get home until late.
Right.
I mean...
See, I figured out when I do, I've been working more out at the golf course.
Right.
Because they're shorthanded.
Yeah.
But I get off around 1 o'clock.
Right.
So my theory is, well, that gives me all afternoon to run.
Yeah, but if you go home first.
When I get up at 4:30.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to.
And I get off at 1, I go home and take a nap.
Yeah. You get your whole cycle off.
Yeah.
Because then... take a nap, then you stay up later.
Right. I've had some days when I go after work.
And just change right then.
But I have a tendency to, when I have to get up at 4:30, I'll still go to bed at 10.
Right.
And then I start counting. Well, how many hours sleep am I going to get?
None.
And I go, this isn't working. That's only 6.5 hours.
Yeah.
So that's why I end up coming home and taking a nap. If I'd, when
go
I
have, earlier.
When I go to work like that, I should go to bed about 8:30 or 9.
Yeah. But it's so hard to do that.
I know.
Because, see, we don't even eat until... 7.
Oh, really?
Well, because I don't get home until 6:30.
Right.
Order till 7 sometimes. And then it's, if we're lucky, it's 7. Which is another bad thing. Which I'm going to try to fix that somehow. Because I think that's too short of a period.
Straight sides here.
Too short of a period of time by the time you eat and go to bed.
Yeah.
Here comes the car. So, I got to... figure out what I'm gonna do.
Well, I'm thinking maybe since they've changed this Grand Prix series to January through December, get started on
it. Yeah, that's what I think.
Plan for it and do it.
Right, and try to do good.
Because I'll be in a different age group.
Yeah, and you can start the new age group.
Yeah. And Vern will have to worry about me again.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna... I think that's a good idea, too. And then I'll have something to be training for. Even though I'm always right in the middle, like, of my age group, because I'm usually between 9th and 11th in place when I'm in the race. Because they're fast. But maybe if I train for something like that instead of a half marathon.
Well, most of their races are
5
and 10K.
Yeah.
With a couple of 5-milers and 10-milers thrown in.
Yeah. And see, I would like to try to train for that. But see, that's before this point.
See, back in the 80s,
right?
They used to have a race, that Singleton race.
Yeah.
I think it was Singleton. It might have been the other one they had out here. They had a 5-miler, a 10-miler.
And 15.
And 50 miles.
50?
Yeah. It was funny, one year we came out here when I ran with AT&T.
Yeah.
And Jay Whiteside, who was a really good runner, decided he's going to run the 50-miler. He'd never run a 50-miler.
Why would you want to?
He ran 50 miles in like 5 hours or under. And they thought he hadn't done enough laps. They made him run that other lap. And he still won.
Oh, my God.
He was that far ahead of everybody.
Dang.
And then they realized that they miscounted. And he... that he had never run a 50-miler. When he got through, he He said, well, it's a little bit longer than a marathon. Right. But it didn't even faze him.
People have something special to do that.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. I mean, you're born to do that.
Yeah, he was a good runner.
I guess they're having it over here, because he's dressed up.
No, it's usually over in the plantation.
Oh, okay. They must just be walking up.
There's the Southern Belle.
And there's a red coat.
There are no red coats.
What is he? He's got a red coat on.
He must be a mercenary, because they either had blue or gray. Not red. Right turn. Wait a minute. Left
We're
turn.
We're supposed to go down there. See,
yeah.
I knew where I was going for once. Oh, over in Boston, I was the navigator.
Oh,
I, no. Michelle, has no sense of direction whatsoever. So I was
Did you rent a car or just walk?
No, we walked. Oh. I was not... We were like...
Well, how'd you get to these restaurants you went
walk.
To? I mean, even the... All of them?
Yes, even the North End,
uh-huh.
We walked from the financial... Like I said, it was probably about 3 miles or so.
Right.
And we walked everywhere. So I walked a lot. I didn't not do anything.
Well, that's good.
So...
Woo, crash. About the age of David, isn't he?
Yeah. So maybe a little younger.
I had my Disney hat on. He goes, Mickey. I don't know.
Where he got that?
Yeah, I mean. So he's been carrying that thing around all weekend. A couple more years to be ready to go down there.
I know. He was looking at my shirt, and I said, Duck.
Uh-huh.
I said, Donald Duck, Mickey's friend.
Oh. He's a character.
Yeah.
Well, see, this run doesn't seem that bad.
No.
Once you get going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the getting moving part that's hard.
We're about a minute ahead of our pace, so that means we'll get more than 4.4 miles or whatever it was. Uh-oh, he's guarding the gate.
Uh-oh.
Talking on a cell phone.
I know.
That's out of character.
Well, where are we supposed to go? Captain?
I think we can get down through there before they catch us.
Yeah.
No problem. That guy won't catch us. What is this?
For the
train?
Historical train.
Doesn't sound like it.
See, this is the weather where your arm tarts come in handy.
Yeah, because you can peel them off if you want.
Because I should have worn them.
Well, this shirt is pretty comfortable. It's not as heavy as that one.
Right.
See, it's a...
I know, it's like...
Pretty light. It's a wicking shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. You haven't gained too much weight. You were able to squeeze through that fence.
Yeah, I know. It's all right here.
Oh.
10 pounds right in one spot.
Oh.
Because my clothes aren't still fitting me, so
yeah.
I'm like... That's where I'll have an issue. But I know where it's at. It's right here, and that's carbs.
Yeah.
Totally.
So your next race is going to be next Sunday.
Yeah, it should be.
And my next race is going to be next Saturday.
Yep.
If I don't have to work Sunday, maybe I'll go out there.
Yeah.
Because a couple of times I ran that, I liked that race.
Yeah, it's a good race, a good shirt.
You know, the other one that I really liked and I ran a couple of times and never went back and I always said I would is there's a 5K in Winder called Summer's End 5K.
Right.
That was a really good race.
Was it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Started right in the main street
of Winder.
Of Winder, yeah, by the railroad tracks,
yeah.
There, by the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Right in that area.
Now, there was a bulldog race down at Fort Yargo that I wanted to do. But they gave good technical wicking shirts.
Uh-huh.
There's a cross-country race, 5K. I think it had a 5K and a 10K.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to go because something else was going on.
I think the track club's gonna have a cross country race in February somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be at the horse park down in Conyers.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good place to run. I ran a trail race down there before.
Did you?
Yeah. Xterra. Huh. 10K, but I think there's a 5K trail too. So it'll be a winter race.
Run faster.
The kid in the car there, yeah. Just talked to.
Yeah.
See, we always got to go uphill regardless, yeah. When you're out here.
Yeah. I know last night I knew we were having an employee dinner, so I was like, I'm not going to try to start dieting.
Yeah. So you just pigged out?
No, I really didn't pig out, but I did have cheesecake.
Oh, that's about 3,000 calories
a
slice.
If you should have seen some of the stuff I ate in Boston,
uh-huh.
I bet it was easily 10,000 calories or more.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Probably the healthiest thing I ate was those scallops.
Oh.
I hadn't totally lost it. I thought I would be dying.
Not doing bad. We're still averaging about 12:30 pace.
Right.
Running and walking, so. And you figure our walk's probably not but about 19 minute pace,
yeah.
So.
Right.
We may get back before an hour.
Yeah.
We might have to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Run up by the walk-up restrooms.
Yeah.
Get some cold water. Back to the traffic zone.
Yes.
Don't ever notice those until you're recording.
I know when you record, do you hear me good or not?
Yeah. Pretty good with this.
Yeah.
Mic here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just carrying the mic like this works out better than using my clip-on mic.
Right.
If I'm recording with somebody. Got a minute and a half left. So we might as well go down there and go behind
go around,
the Yeah. That way we don't have to go so far. And maybe they got that water fountain turned on.
Yeah, I think it's open there.
So one time I went down there, it was already locked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was trying to figure out, why would it be locked up in the summertime?
Well, they were working on it at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I came out here one day after work, and it was closed.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go in the stupid porta toilet.
Yeah. Kid's in a bad spot. $59.28. We'll hit it about right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I get a 12.33 average on my watch. Which isn't too bad for an easy run. Run walk. Might as well run to the finish. Oh, it just finished.
You win.
Well, that's it. We got in.
How far
was
it? 4.76.
I got 4.77. See, so we're just under 5 miles for an hour, which is not bad. Mm-hmm. So it's time for me to turn the podcast off.
Okay.
Say goodbye.
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 I wanted to let you know that I've got a Facebook page for Lost Trail Runner Podcast. So if you go on Facebook and search the Lost Trail Runner Podcast, it should pop up. I would really appreciate it if I could get some comments and various things there. I haven't had much success in getting any kind of feedback any other way, but I thought, well, maybe Facebook might work. You can leave race reports on there. You can comment, whatever. I'll be glad to read on my podcast, whatever you put on. Okay? See you.